a truly epic bike ride on a long and winding road past Highway 61 down by the river by a member of my generation. All right, we'll just let Bob Keating tell the story of John Langille and his remarkable bike journey.
Well, this is my Pedego Stretch cargo bike. I bought it about a year ago.
I meet John Langille in front of the hostel he works at in downtown Nelson. He shows me his Pedego electric bike. It's blue and looks really sturdy.
It's a really robust bike. It's in really good shape right now. It's strong and powerful. And it was a new bike last year, even though it looks like a 1930s Dutch cargo bike.
John is about my age and an acquaintance. We have kids in the same elementary school. He's about to begin a journey I am truly envious of, a 2,500-kilometer ride down the western United States to the coast.
We've got tickets for this desert trip show down in California at the beginning of October, and we're in a bit of a quandary as to how to get there and where to stay. All the accommodations down there are booked out, and I couldn't figure out timing with my wife's job, and I had a little bit more liberty with mine. So in frustration, I just said to her, well, I'll ride my bike down. And at first it seemed ridiculous to her and me and everybody, but the more we thought about it and the more obstacles we could pull away, the more it came together. So the final cog in the wheel was to go and talk to the fellow who sold me the bike and see if he thought it was a smart idea. And he thought it was a great idea. He thinks this bike is perfect for a long trip. It can carry a lot of cargo. It's got a powerful motor. It will basically flatten the hills for me. And, you know, I mean, I'm still going to be cycling. It's still a bicycle. But the motor is there to assist with the hills. And that is super by me.
You ever bike this far or anywhere near it before in your life?
I've actually done quite a few bicycle trips, but not for quite a while. Basically, I haven't cycled a lot since the 80s. I've been cycling a lot for the last year, but not long distances.
How many days do you figure it'll take you?
I think it'll take me a good 23, 24, 25 days of actual cycling and days off. I think the whole trip will spread into a month nicely.
At the end of his month of riding, John will be in Indio, California, at a series of concerts that are truly an event to rock and roll fans of a certain generation. The Who, the Rolling Stones, Roger Waters, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and Paul McCartney are all playing the same stage in early October. Nothing like it has ever been done before. Yes, they are all white dudes. Yes, they are all senior citizens. But it's an ex-Beatle, Dylan, the Stones, and more playing at the Coachella site in Indio. Some are calling it Old Cella. But John says he won't do the interview if I call it that.
I've always liked music festivals. I've been down to the Coachella Festival many times, and that's where this one is happening, Desert Trip. This is a bit of a departure. It's a historic event. It's a lot of the old bands that are, you know, simply huge. The Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney. Bands that, you know, I've enjoyed in the past, maybe not particularly super into now, but to have all of them in one weekend, and, you know, lucky enough to get tickets, which was a spontaneous purchase, I thought, why not?
Is there one you're looking forward to the most?
Oh, yeah. The first night is the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. Yeah, I'm a long-time fan of the Rolling Stones.
You told me not to call this Old Cella. Why is that?
Well, because it is obviously a demographic that the show is appealing to. And I happen to be on, you know, the near side of that demographic. But, you know, people of a certain age start to get a little sensitive towards those silly notions of age. People would call it a midlife crisis, but
people might call your bike ride a midlife crisis.
Yeah, well, they might, but I'm not trying to relive my youth. I'm doing this now. This is what I'm doing. This is what I feel like it is.
Thanks to the CBC's Bob Keating for that piece. By the way, if you're wondering how old Bob is, suffice to say he listened to the Bay City Rollers as a young teen. Little clue for you. John Langille's epic bike trip started this weekend. He'll be in Indio, California in time for the October 7th beginning of the Desert Trip Festival. Here's one of the headliners, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, with My My Hey Hey.